Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
727, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Jacob Pischu joins us, Public Information Officer for Louisiana State Police, Troop B. How you doing, Trooper?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me again. How are you?
I'm all right. Been a hell of a week, hasn't it?
It has been.
Tell me, I just wanted to ask you to come on and, you know, I'm trying to avoid the unforced error here where you can maybe, that we don't cause ourselves any problems. Just tell people about the highways, about the black ice challenges, about what LSP goes through to determine whether the roadway is safe or not. And you're not trying to punish anybody. You're just trying to keep everybody safe, right?
Right. And, you know, DOTD is the main driving force, and they've been out there working pretty much around the clock trying to get all of our roads open. We've got troopers throughout the Troop B area as well as throughout the state that's still dealing with this on different checkpoints, making sure that traffic isn't going where is most dangerous right now. There is still ice on the roads, as we saw in the Troop C area, for instance, almost to our area, 90 was opened last night very briefly, and then it began to ice over, so they had to close it back down. So it's still out there, especially the black ice. You won't see it until it's too late, and we don't want – that's why the GNO is still down to one lane, as well as the Huey P. We don't want anything major or very dangerous taking place.
If people do hit a patch of black ice, what are they supposed to do? First of all, you shouldn't be – you know, I'm getting texts from people that they're seeing people going 80 miles an hour and so forth. Right. Address, please, if you will, about just safe driving, basic safe driving.
Right. The first thing you need to do is just watch your speed. It's still not ideal conditions, and the speed limit, the posted speed limit, is for ideal conditions. If by chance you do find yourself hitting a patch of ice, don't slam on your brakes, because with that, it will help to induce a greater skid or a spin. If you do start to spin or skid, turn into that until you turn right or come to a stop. Of course, beforehand, like I said, watch your speed and wear your seatbelt. But please watch these areas. And we were getting reports yesterday of people on that one lane on the GNO, for instance, crossing into lanes that aren't clear yet. There's a reason they're not clear. They're still ice. So we don't want you to get hurt or something worse happened to you or anyone else.
I saw it when I was going home on Wednesday afternoon, and I couldn't believe it. And that was 2 days ago. Trooper, the state police can't be everywhere. Law enforcement can't be everywhere. For people that are of a mind to go around barricades, a final warning, perhaps?
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. We are seeing that a lot, because exactly, we can't be everywhere at once. If there are barricades, they're there for a reason. Please do not move them. At the very least, it would be a ticket, which is never fun, but it's potential jail time as well.
There you go. Thank you. Appreciate it, Jacob.
Thank you so much.
You bet, sir. Public Information Office, Louisiana State Police, Troop B. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Mark Rosa. If you're looking for traffic information immediately, we can't constantly update it every second. You can go to 511LA.org, and that's the State Police and DOTD site, and they'll tell you everything you need to know. Right now, time for WWL First News.